listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, August 9th, 2017. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And of course, Michael Kelly is here with us as well, producing the show and joining in occasionally. Welcome, Michael.
Hello, everyone. Always happy to be here.
We appreciate everybody joining us tonight for this live program, or if you're listening to the archive, we're glad you're here too. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, we also have several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com for the help of the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, our flagship metaphysics school that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in a variety of topics such as counseling, coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal research, and so forth. And we have Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone courses and degrees at tfuniversity.org. I'd like to read our abbreviated 9 principles of belief, as is customary. And always good to have these in the forefront of our mind, because this is what we live by. First one is, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And for more information on these principles of belief, the expanded form, visit metaphysicalhumanism.org. And you'll find them there. And there's also information on joining ICMH Church as well. So tonight we're going to start the program off with our 5-card snapshot. And Dr. Hunter is going to pick some cards here shortly and in just a second here. So think about where you're at in life. Think about, you know, what any joys you may have, fears you may have, anything you want to know, something you're looking for, maybe answers, whatever. But focus on that for just a second, if you would. And then Dr. Hunter will pick 5 cards and we'll create the story that those 5 cards tell.
Well, maybe there's a spirit that wants to talk to us. A little message. Yeah. Okay, I've just picked 2. I'm getting 3, 4, and 5. And I keep them in that order, and I'll read them one at a time. In my view, they all kind of tell a story, but we'll stop after each one, and I'm sure that we have some comments to make on each one of these. And the first one that came up is self-mastery, and that's number 7. Of course, I quite like that card, little message there. It's in the Life Leadership Paragon. To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace, not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery, toward the path of self-completeness. I find that really interesting that that's the first card, because that's really about, you know, self-autonomy.
Yep, it's where it all starts.
So I'll move right into the continuity of life.
Cool.
16. That's number 16 in the existential suit. Human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new chapter of life to continue. Stability and peace is assured with continuity and the flow of day-to-day life. There is reason to hope for a favorable outcome. Boy, I'm sure glad about that. A favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow. Sometimes we must allow a current chapter to close so that a new chapter may begin. You know, and I think that that's really important, is that there is always hope, and whatever we're in is temporary. Don't you think, Dr. Kelly?
Oh, yeah. And that's a given. I mean, whatever circumstance you're in at the moment, maybe it's undesirable. It's not going to last, you know. My dad always used to say, you know, this too shall pass. It's a common phrase. But it will. And, you know, you move on. And the fastest way to move on is to learn the spiritual lessons contained in any adversity you're going through. And don't forget to look for those solutions outside of your belief system, because our belief system rules. And if we're trying to stay within it, sometimes the solution's not there. Sometimes it's outside of it. So,
well, and wouldn't you know, the cards say we should just move right into positive consciousness, number 13. Keep ourselves positive. So it's our soul's natural inclination to be positive, of course. Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with the need to filter negativities and ill will. Be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill towards others. Don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. Maintain your positive attitude even in the face of obstacles and discouragement, for they're temporary. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Little reinforcement.
Yep, I'm going to wait till we...
All right. Because now the cards say we should have hope. I'm not kidding you. I pick them all out, and there they go. They tell a story. Hope is number 7 in the wild card suit. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope, in and of itself, does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. That's so important to remember. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last failsafe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope.
Good.
So, you know, as I'm seeing this, we got self-mastery of who you are, continuity of life, of course, positive consciousness, hope, and on the final note here is attitude and disposition. A little message there, and that's number 44 for anybody interested in the life skills suit. Enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition, along, of course, with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be a positive or a negative. Be proactive. Ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude can make it happen. You know, and I think that if I can just glean one small thing, it's probably very big, but one small thing from this message is that no matter how optimistic we are, hopeful we are, and we are all of that spiritually, but we still have to bring all of that down to a grounded perspective, which is our attitude.
Yeah, those are great cards, you know, and for folks who are going through some tough times, whatever they may be, those cards are a reminder to have hope, but to have the proper attitude and disposition toward that. If we remember, your belief is your reality, and if you believe there is no good end, then there is no good end to whatever. If you believe that there is, then just be patient, have the positive consciousness, have a positive attitude, keep looking for it, because what else are you going to do? You know, if I firmly believe that so often we can get depressed from our own, you know, unhealthy belief system. We can get ourselves into depression simply because of our attitude and disposition. And we don't want to go there. That's not a fun place to be. And I'm sure most of us have been there at one time or another in our life. Maybe some of you are there now. But you don't want to go there. So, you know, keep looking, keep searching for the answers that you're looking for. Don't forget, they could be outside your belief system. You might need more data. You might need more information. That's why education is important. So keep the attitude up and keep your hope. Don't ever, ever lose hope. As I've said a zillion times, once you've lost hope, you're done. And there's no need to lose hope. I don't care what your circumstances are. People have risen out of the ashes. They've risen above dire circumstances. You can do that too. So don't give up that hope. Don't lose hope. And don't think it's not worth it. You know, that goes into futility. You know, the life is just futile. It's not. You know, we are here to learn and grow. And part of your journey, part of your lessons are what you're going through. So learn those spiritual lessons, and once you learn them, that means you change. And once you change, then those circumstances go away. The adversity goes away. So don't lose hope and maintain a positive attitude.
You know, I think hope is our spirit. That's what I think. I think hope is our within our spirit, and it's always there. It's when the spirit self dwindles. You know, if there's too much mentality, too much emotion, too much physicality, there's a kind of a lack of connection to spirit. And when you activate that spirit and you talk to your inner self, your higher self, that's your spiritual connection. And that inspires you to be more hopeful. That's just my take on it.
You know, and I feel moved to just elaborate a little bit, and maybe this will make sense to those who need it. But it's so easy. Look, I'm a real life human being too. It's so easy to get stuck in your own cocoon, your own, you know, with your own blinders on, and we don't appreciate the effect or the impact that we have on the world, on others within our sphere of influence, the positive impact, I might add. You know, we begin taking ourselves too seriously. We want this now, and that's been a lot of my problem over the years. You know, I want too much too fast. And now that's been probably the biggest reason behind my success in everything I've touched. You know, I'm not a millionaire, but everything I've done well, and I've been able to make it happen. And that's because I want too much too fast. But it's also a curse. It's a blessing and a curse. You know, the curse part of it is that, you know, you can easily get into a place where you're just not happy or you're not fulfilled. And that's a challenge I face. I mean, I need intellectual stimulation. I need to be doing things. I need to be experiencing different things. That's why I have projects. That's why I've done a bunch of different things in my life, because I need that. That's who I am. That's my story. I go out and I see something I want to do. I want to, you know, rebuild a trailer or restore a motorhome or build a studio or whatever. You know, the center that we did a couple of years ago, and I had a blast building that thing, you know, and I just wish it would have lasted, but it just wasn't in the cards for us now. But that's what I do, and so I need that stimulation. But when I don't have it, it can easily get into a thing where, you know, gee, is what I'm doing make any difference at all? You know, I mean, what's next? You know, I mean, I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied. So I have to remember what I've done. And I'm saying this is probably more for myself than anybody. I have to remember what I've done, the good that I've done, the things that I've accomplished, and I've done a good job. And I'm proud of myself for what I've done, and I'll keep doing it. And I'll keep getting better. And I'll keep learning lessons in life, and I'll keep learning more about me as I go. And that's part of my journey. That's part of my path. And that's, I'm the only one who can experience that. Well, that's the same is true for all of you listening. You know, don't get into that cocoon, because there's a lot of good about what you're doing. I mean, just being here on this program is a positive thing. And that's because you're aware of the need for education, for reminders. You know, a lot of the stuff we talk about, you know, but we need reminders. I need reminders. That's why I say it. You know, I often wonder, gee, you know, we're just talking about the same thing every week, you know, and try to get some guests on here and there. And it's a challenge, you know, to try to keep this program interesting and fresh and all that. And it's work too, but we need the reminders. And we can never have enough reminders about self-acceptance, about boosting our self-esteem. We can never have enough reminders about treating other people properly, not trying to control people. We need that all the time. We need a constant supply of that. But back to the point of, don't box yourself in. Appreciate the good that you've done. Pat yourself on the back for the good that you've done and for the good that you will do. And have that upbeat, positive attitude that you can do anything you want. You know, it just takes a little time. Of course, you know, I think patience is a bit overrated. I say that jokingly, but sometimes it takes a little patience, and we just keep working at it, one foot in front of the other, and we keep marching toward our goals and objectives. You know, we have hundreds and hundreds of students, and it's a real challenge for probably most of them to continue to study, to get through the courses. You know, it's, gee, what would I rather do? Watch a fun TV program or study? What would I rather do? Go to a ball game or study? You know? And so those of you who have pressed on and gotten your degrees or are, you know, in a pursuit of that, in a regular, constant pursuit of that, you know, you need to pat yourself on the back, because that takes self-discipline. That's a good thing. You're aware of your goals, you're aware of your objectives, you're aware that it takes self-discipline, and you're learning, not only, you're learning more about yourself, but you're learning more about everything in the process. And I've always said that probably some of the greatest lessons in this degree program is the lessons between the lines, the things you learn about you as you study. So don't lose hope. Keep your nose to the grindstone. Pat yourself on the back. Stand up tall. You know, be proud of who you are and what you're doing, and be proud of the fact that you're part of the solution and not part of the problem. If you think things need to change, great. Learn the spiritual lesson contained, and then the adversity will move. If that's something outside of your control, you know, whether it's a political leader or anything like that, just be patient. It'll pass. You know, the world's not going to hell tomorrow. It's just not. A lot of people are worried, you know, about this and that and the other thing. It's not. It's going to be here. I don't do doomsday stuff ever for any reason under any circumstances. If the sun blows up tomorrow, well, it is what it is. But I'm not going to worry about whether the world will be here tomorrow. It will be, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to say that, and I hope that it's been something encouraging.
You know, if I can inject a little story, I had a conversation with daughter number two the other day, and it was kind of funny, actually. She just said, you know, Mom, people suck. People really suck. I said, yeah, there are days when people really suck. And you know, I mean, you got to vent that, because sometimes you just have one of those days, you know. Like, and I think where we ended up talking about it, it's really hard to not be loving to people, but it doesn't change who we are. Just always be yourself. And she knows to do that. She was just venting, and we were having a giggle about it. But it's when you have to set up boundaries of not being too kind or overextending being nice just because you want to, because there are people who will take advantage, and there are people who will step over the lines. And then, you know, okay, give a little and they take a lot, and then you have to back up and say, why can't we just be nice to each other without all this, you know, manipulation and the strategizing and, you know, everybody having an end game. And I think that what each of us has to always remind ourselves is, yep, some people really suck. Some days really suck. And, you know, sometimes we have a bad week. You know, Dr. Angie's talking about her difficult week, but seeing the positive of it, you know, in the chat room there. But it doesn't change who we are. Stick to who you are, which is what you're saying, Dr. Kelly, is no matter what's going on in the world, you know, glean over what's going on out there. And right now I'm learning about paper mache clay and building little fairy castles, doing some artwork. And that's where I, you know, in between writing and grading papers and other things, that's where I find my peace, because I'm in touch with myself. And I'm not saying everybody should go do paper mache clay, but do something that brings you joy, something that has you to be still and quiet, and get in touch with another place, not this earth place. So we have to balance that out a little bit, because there are days that something sucks. It does. You know, you get told you got cancer. That sucks. You get told that you have something that really sucks. You know, somebody was in a car accident. That sucks. Like, there are days something sucks. But there's always another side about, you know, our will of spirit and our hopefulness and staying grounded, staying true to who we are, and getting through it, because that's what we do. I don't think we're just students of the world. I think we're actually creators, and it's our job to make our contribution to create. And what do you want to continue to create? So I always say that no matter what goes on, they can't have my soul. That's the way I take it. So I might have to stay quiet when I don't want to. I might have to behave myself, you know, when I want to scream at the banker, you know, these things. But they can't have my soul. I know who I am. So that's just my two bits worth in there.
And that's great. You know, and Michael made a comment in the chat room. And before I say that, I will say that if you'd like a card pulled, why don't you put your name in the chat room. And Michael made a comment about the stress of not knowing can take an energy toll on us. You know, may be in an adverse situation, have adversity, things going on. And this is one thing I did many years ago, probably two decades ago. Whenever stuff was going wrong and I couldn't see my way out of it, I somehow found some solace in the idea that, you know what, 5 years from now, I will have gotten through it, and I probably won't even remember it. You know, so think about that for a minute. One way or another, we get through. We make it happen. We get by one way or another. And obviously by making better decisions with our life, better decisions about relationships, who we're in a relationship with, sometimes that needs to change. Sometimes it doesn't. But making better decisions will help us to avoid adversity. You know, I've always had a real awkward relationship with the idea that we need the bad in order to appreciate the good. I think there's some sense in that, but I don't go all out with it. I personally would rather just have all the good, you know, and appreciate it. And I understand it's like, you know, the relief can be really refreshing. You know, you come out of, for example, you're in dire financial straits, and all of a sudden you know somebody sends you a check or you sell something and you get all this money, and oh my God, that was a relief. You know, now you feel better. I understand that, but I also feel like we can attract the good things in life. I mean, I've had enough adversity, like probably everybody else, that lasts me more than one lifetime. I don't want any more. I don't like it. I don't want to deal with it. So I try to make better decisions, and I've been fairly successful. You know, I don't have any real adversity in my life, and that's not by chance. That's not by coincidence. That's by design, and that's the way I want it. You know, I don't have trouble with relationships. I don't have any other troubles to speak of. And speaking of bad weeks, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you know, I could have had, or I had what could have been termed a bad week. You know, I found out.
You had a great week.
Well, but see, that's.
That was awesome.
That was awesome, but, and I'll tell everybody what it was. I mean, okay, the week starts out, this is a couple of weeks ago, this week starts out, my car AC compressor is clanking, and it's still working, but it's clanking, making all kinds of horrible noises. So, and I just replaced it a little over a year ago. And so I take it to my mechanic, nice guy, and he tells me it's shot, and I knew it was shot. So this is like a Friday, and I could bring it in on Monday. So I went ahead and I ordered a compressor off of Amazon because I didn't want to spend $400 on a compressor again. So I ordered this one to fit my vehicle and took it with me and took the car in on Monday, and he put it in, and lo and behold, there were other problems with it, and the bad compressor had basically broken up lots of little metal shavings throughout the AC. Long story short, it was going to cost $2,000 to fix it, $2,000 to fix it. You know, and I'm thinking, oh man, you know, that's horrible. I'm not a millionaire. So anyway, found the money, dug it up, and anyway, had him fix it, and unfortunately, the compressor that I bought was no longer good. It was shot, and I spent $150 on it, so it was a little over $2,000. So anyway, so that's going on, and I had sold my utility trailer and bought a cheap one to fix up, and so Michael and I went down, oh, I don't know, about 60 miles south and picked up a washer and dryer used, and on the way, it came back, you know, and it worked fine. I did not have a spare for it. And, you know, dropped off the washer and dryer and got back home, parked the trailer in the driveway. Went out an hour later and one of the tires was flat. And I'm thanking my lucky stars that did not happen on the interstate. So, you know, tire went flat, but man, it happened in the right spot in the driveway, you know, where I could deal with it easily. And so you know, that was a plus in my book. You know, it's how you view everything. So then that's like on a Tuesday. And then Wednesday, which is basically 2 weeks ago today, as many of you know, I've been reprising my music in the last 6-8 months. And there was a keyboard. I'm not so much a keyboardist. I'm a guitar player, but I do dabble on the keys. And I want a keyboard for different instruments that I use in my songs. And so there's this Yamaha Motif that maybe if you're musically, you're probably familiar with it, but it's a high end keyboard. I mean, brand new, these things cost, I don't know, $3,000-$4,000. I mean, it's a lot of money. And I told Tracy about a month ago, I says, one of these days I'm going to get one. I don't know, I'm not going to buy a new one, but I'll get a used one someday. I'm going to get one. I don't know when I can afford it, but one of these days I'm going to get one. And so I put a search on Craigslist for Motif. And they regularly sell on eBay, I mean, for $1,500 all the time, and I can't afford that. So anyway, a search comes through the email that, you know, somebody had listed a Motif 8. It's a few years old, original owner, and he's only asking $600. I'm thinking, oh my God, this is a $1,500 keyboard, and it's high end, so the sounds are great. And we talked about it. I said, I can't afford that. And she basically talked me into it. We'll beg, borrow, and steal because this opportunity won't come again. So, I mean, that was a steal at $600. And I'd sell my other keyboard and make up for it. Well, I emailed the guy because there was no phone number. And he emails back a couple hours later. And he says, well, actually, I'm giving it away. I just wanted to, you know, ferret out the people who weren't that interested. I about fell off my chair. So long story short, I went up to Tampa and picked it up free, a $1,500 keyboard. So, yes, I had to spend $2,000 on my car AC, and I had to, you know, flat the trailer. But it was a great week. Even though I had to do that. So I still can't believe it. I still can't believe it. And I thanked him, you know, profusely for his generosity. And then I always are giving stuff away and all that. But I continue that. So it's about how you view things. And I thought to myself, you know, now you can no longer say that nothing works your way because it does. Of course, I never really said that much anyway. But, you know, hey, it comes around. The good that you do.
Dr. Angie just shared a story that similar. She had their washing machine crapped out, and she said, I snagged an Electrolux set less than a year ago for $400, but when my friends went to pick it up, they gave it to them for $340, and those generally start at $1,200 and up. So, you know, sometimes you just have all those cosmic intersections where, you know, look, I always say if you get a flat, better it's at home and not on the highway. So,
well, and
you know,
when we,
one way or the other.
When we went to pick up that washer and dryer, the guy was moving back to Boston, and he was an elderly gentleman, and he gave me a like an 18-speed bike. He says, you want that? I said, well, I have a bike, but sure, I'll make use of it. So I brought it home, put it on Craigslist for free, and a fellow from a homeless shelter called, and I gave it to him. You know, so it's what it's about. Helping people.
Yeah, it's moving the energy around. That's what it's doing. That's what I say. But,
yeah.
You know, we do have Teresa, Colleen, Fran in the list, and I'm going to, with Michael's help, we're going to start picking some cards here in a sec. Anybody else who would like a card selected tonight, please don't forget to put your name in the chat room. So, Teresa, for you, I have meaning and purpose, number 23, in the spirituality suit. And I'm just pulling up that card right now. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not, what is the purpose of life? Rather, it is, what is the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning purpose of a specific situation or lack thereof. You know, this just reminds me of a client I had just a little while back, and she was making this error of, which commonly happens, comparing life to somebody else's, like, why don't I have this at this age? Why don't I have that at this age? And everybody has their own ride. Everybody has their own purpose. Everybody has their own vibration. And it's really important to not compare ourselves to other people. It's just live your own life. So that's what this reminds me of, Teresa. So it's what's the purpose of your life and finding, you know, your road to what your next step is on your road to whatever it is you want to achieve. So, and that's just your, it's your, I don't like to use the word karma all the time, you know, very often, but if it's your ride, it's your karma, it's your thing, right? So that's that.
Yep.
So, Michael, maybe you can help us out there with Dr. Colleen.
Absolutely. In fact, I already pulled the card, and I have number 42, okay. Trust, integrity. Integrity means being true to oneself, intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
Good one. We have Fran next. Nice to have you here, Fran. Think for yourself, number 22.
Go to them.
Sometimes these are just like little reminder messages, too, for us. Better understanding one's own mind brings one closer to honesty and self-responsibility. Thinking for yourself prevents being swayed by the potentially unhealthy thinking of others, as well as outside popular beliefs simply for popularity's sake. If you don't think for yourself, you sacrifice your identity for someone else's identity. This may be a time to exercise critical thinking in order to best determine, and listen to your own truth. You know, I think sometimes, especially in the workplace, you know, we're often pressured to, bend our rules or bend to somebody else's demands or wishes. And I think that, while that may be the case if you're employed, it's just one of those things that we're often having to do. So that's just one of the first things that popped in my mind there for you, Fran. But thinking for ourselves. She just wrote in the chat, excellent reminder, thank you. Think for yourself. It's just so easy to take on other people's thinking, and particularly in certain environments or situations. And we got to remind ourselves, no, I got to, you know, that deductive, inductive reasoning to come to our own point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael G is next. We got that one, Michael?
Of course. And I actually pulled one of my favorite cards. It's number 25, The Power of Belief.
Yes, yes.
Belief is the most powerful force in the universe. One's beliefs are responsible for one's successes and failures. It's also important to realize that you cannot disbelieve in one thing without also believing in something else. Beliefs can help or hinder, enable or disable. Denial is a belief and means lying to oneself to evade responsibility. Ponder your beliefs to see if they are healthy or unhealthy. Proceed with conviction.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Yeah.
Always proceed with conviction.
Yeah, I think.
If I could shift. Sorry, go ahead, Michael.
No, I was just going to say that, especially in Michael's case, I think, you know, the power of belief and the belief in hope and belief in the things that things can change will definitely
Absolutely.
Change your entire outlook.
That's true enough. Shifting gears a little, Teresa made a comment in the chat room. I'd like to address this, if I may. She says, about a month ago, I lost a good friend in a violent car accident and have been concerned about his spirit not being at rest. Any ideas? No. Teresa, I can appreciate the concern. The rules on the spiritual level are the same as here. This is my view.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
It's, unless he reaches out to you, there's nothing you can do about that anyway. You could do a meditation and try to tap in and ask if he can talk to you so you can find that out. Otherwise, there's rules. It's the boundaries. What I would do is just send out the best possible energy toward his spirit and release that, you know, as best you can. I know there's always grief involved. You're going through your own feelings. But it's really important not to mix our own feelings with the energy of someone who's passed. So if I hope that helps. I know a lot of people start going to readers and mediums and wanting to contacting and I appreciate that, and I have the greatest amount of compassion for these situations. But if the spirit wants to come to you, the spirit will. That's again that law of non-interference. I will tell you a little story though. I moved into a house some years back. And I had lived in that house before. People had moved out. There had been an event. I moved back in. I was asked to fix it up and live there again. Okay. So I was there about a month. I'm going to bed at about 11 o'clock at night. And there's a spirit standing at the end of my bed. And the silhouette of this, I said, oh, hello, who are you? And he said, where's my family? I said, oh, this is you. I said, well, your family's moved. He said, no, this is my home. Where's my family? And it just occurred to me that spirits are in a different time frequency altogether. So I went, okay. I said, you're dead. I said, you were killed in a car accident just up the road, but this was back in May. This is now October. Well, where's my family? I said, bud, you got a better chance of finding that out than I do. You know, and so two nights later, he showed up again. And this time he's not asking me where his family is. He says, I want to know about my family. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I don't know. And he hung out. you know, for a while. So perhaps, and I'm just maybe sharing this because when you're saying somebody's spirit's not at rest, that story comes to mind. It was a shock, a trauma to the spirit, but they're in a time warp. When he kind of wakes up out of whatever space-time he's in, then he'll contact. I believe that. If there's a need to contact, some are quite happy with being gone and away they go. But it took him all, what, those 6 months to realize he was dead and kind of wake up out of whatever altered consciousness that he was experiencing. And again, I want to be really, really clear about this. This is my experience with spirits. It doesn't necessarily have to be anybody else's. To me, spirits are just a bunch of people without bodies. Again, my experience. That may not be somebody else's experience, and I'm perfectly fine to agree to disagree. I have my reality, and my experience is my reality, as do other people. So I talk about it like it's my reality, because it is. So, yeah, she's saying it was a really bad one. Again, wish him well, you know, send lots of love and light his way, and, you know, off he goes. You know, Dr. Angie's saying also that's her experience with animal spirits, too. So that's true. If they want to come, they'll come, you know, and they'll get in touch with you just like a friend giving you a phone call. You know, you can't always be the one to keep reaching out and phoning and nobody's answering. You know, you leave a message, but you got to wait till they're willing to call back, if they're going to call back. So.
And I want to add my two cents into that too. I agree with everything you're saying. Spirits are just people. They're just like you and me. They're no different. They are you and me, essentially. And the idea of a spirit at rest, well, you know, when I finally kick, I sure as heck don't want to be at rest. I want to be doing something active, you know. I'm not going to be hanging around no graveyard. One of the things I do want to do, though, is go and haunt the spammers and hackers of the world, and but that's a whole personal thing anyway. But you know, so whether he's at rest or not, it's his stuff. Again, it's his journey to get through, just like it's no different than if he was in the flesh. He still has a journey. We all still have a journey. We continue on. And so a lot of the religious teachings screw up people's understanding of, you know, it's like, can I go to heaven and be with God? Well, what are you going to do then? You know, I'm not going to sit around with God all day. That's boring. You know,
I'm
I want
to
do
the
something.
Home planet.
Yeah, you know, it's like, what are you going to do? People don't think it through. So the fact is that they're all people, and there's some nice people and there's some mean people. Same is true with spirits. There's some nice spirits and there's some mean spirits. And we all have our journey. So hopefully that adds a little more clarity. And, I mean, of course, Dr. Hunter was very clear about it. So, anyway, it looks like that's about it for
I don't see any other names. Do you see any other names, Michael?
No, I haven't seen anybody else post in the chat.
Okay.
And
great conversation here. Mm-hmm. It's great discussion. I see, you know, please encourage your friends or family members to join in. There's some really interesting conversations that go on in this chat room also that we don't necessarily talk about when we're, you know, verbalizing our program here. So there's lots of interesting little threads and genres going on here. So please encourage other people to join in.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap things up for tonight. We appreciate everybody's time here with us tonight. Those of you tuning into the live program and those listening to the archive, we appreciate that too. If you have any topics you'd like to see discussed on this this program here discussed, just send us an email, admin@icmhchurch.org. Or if you're a student in one of our schools, just use the usual email addresses that they all come here. But let us know. And you know, next week we're going to have a guest on, Tony St. Tone. He's a musician, and I met him recently, and I'll tell you about how we met. We had lunch with him and his wife, Janie, and she's going to be on the program later this month. She's a psychic medium. Anyway, he's a motivational musician, and he regularly does that, so it'll be interesting to chat with him. That'll be next week. And then later this month, we're going to have Dr. Norman Wilson on as well, probably the week after. I have to contact him. But we'll have him on. He's always such a nice guest to have. So at any rate, we appreciate everybody's time. Thanks to Dr. Hunter for being part of this, as always. Thanks to Michael Kelly for producing and being part of it. And until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.